This is KERA News. I'm Dua Li Saikautau. More than 500,000 Texas adults suffer from a serious and persistent mental illness. The number is even higher if you add military veterans with PTSD, the homeless with substance abuse, and children with severe emotional disturbance. That's why the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute is traveling across the state to find out what's being done for the mentally ill. Officials from the institute stopped this week in Fort Worth and heard some powerful stories. During the first 90 days of his tour in Vietnam, Michael Killam says he felt invisible.
I had weapons. I had power over life and death. I could make people live or I could let them die. Became godlike.
Killam was only 19 then. During his tour, he was captured for 3 days, hung upside down, beaten for hours. Eventually, he escaped and returned to duty.
We went to an orphanage that had been mortared, and we had to get the kids out. I found a little baby. It had something in his chest, and I pulled it out, and his last breath came out. And a lady slapped me and called me a baby killer. And I thought for a long time, I killed that baby. And my kids, I had 4 daughters. I wouldn't touch them. I thought I'd kill him.
For decades, he's had flashbacks.
Every time it happened, I'd end up in the back of a police car. And when they tried to take me, I'd fight like hell. I thought I was getting captured again.
We need to decriminalize mental health. Just like if you have an appendicitis, we shouldn't send a police car out to pick you up and take care of you.
That's Arlington Mayor Robert Kluck. He's also a doctor and serves as the vice president for medical affairs at Arlington Memorial Hospital. He's seen too many police vehicles in front of the ER, and often, he says, it's someone with a mental illness.
Life is stressful. Families are stressful. Jobs are stressful. And it's that stress level, I think, that really has a very negative impact on us. And I suggest to you, on our length of life, without help.
There is help, says Susan Garnett, CEO of Mental Health Mental Retardation Tarrant, known as MHMR. She says Tarrant County has built a robust crisis service system, including one that helps police officers called the Law Liaison Program.
Perhaps they've been called onto a scene and they're trying to determine, is this a mental health matter? Is this perhaps a person who's already known to the mental health system? Is it the sort of circumstance where really our staff need to come out on scene?
MHMR already has a mobile crisis outreach team that's available 24 hours a day to help anyone. Garnett says the police line, which when it began only received 60 calls a month, today that number is 800. Recently, Arlington's police department teamed with MHMR on a new program, says Lieutenant Kimberly Harris.
I started pairing the mental health law liaison from Tarrant County MHMR with a patrol officer. And they actually went to homes to do wellness checks and to do mental health evaluations for people that were referred to them through other patrol officers.
Arlington now has at least 30 mental health patrol officers. It's reassuring news for Michael Killam, the Vietnam War veteran we heard earlier. He now works for MHMR. His story drew a standing ovation this week.
Y'all please join me.
I don't do this for applause. I do it to help my brothers and sisters. There's something when a veteran talks, and he talks with his heart, everyone knows it.
In truth, he adds, he does it because it helps him feel connected again. Dua Li Saikautau, KERA News, Fort Worth.